Flying spray planes is one of those jobs where you have to have your eyes open and your mind in gear all the time. My boss told me one day, if you're not constantly checking something, you're probably missing something. Even on the ground. Do I have my maps? Is the hopper lid latched? Are the nozzles set right? Am I loaded correctly? Is there gas in it? Once she's airborne, it's not so easy to stop and take care of things. And in the air, oil pressure, oil temperature, which way is the wind blowing, where are the power lines? And once you know where they are, don't forget the power lines. You can't go to sleep on that job. There's a spiritual lesson to this. Maybe you're not a religious person, okay, but if you have a concern for your spiritual life, let me remind you that spiritually you have to be on your guard, constantly. Satan's attacks can be very subtle. Too busy to spend time with God? Low-grade mind food? An inappropriate relationship that's just brewing? Be careful. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Why Refi for a while now. Why Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hey folks, get ready. The Warriors Revolution Open House is 10 to 7 Saturday, August 17th. Warriors is jammed with thousands of door-busting specials only available at this event. And as always, the best ammo prices anywhere. Come in and meet the Warriors crew and Mad Vax and the Rev. It will feature a live radio remote from 1 to 3. Warriors Revolution is located at Ken Pratt and Bowen Street in Longmont, Colorado. Firearms, accessories, and so much more.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Go. And welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I didn't get to listen to the whole interview that Trump had with Elon Musk. Bits and pieces, but there were some highlights that I want to talk about, present, discuss. Now, Joe Biden, the invisible man. There is speculation that Joe Biden is not in this world. There's been quite a bit of talk of the ability with the technology that we have to be able to put a mask on the face of a person, and that mask is so realistic that it fools people. This was a CIA, I don't know what you call her, according to this, she's been, there was a woman that was with the CIA for, I think, 30 years plus, and they have come up with this way to make these masks so real, you cannot tell that the person you're talking to is not who the face is representing. Well, Joe, when he met with Netanyahu in the last visit, what was it, a week and a half ago, is about 2 inches taller than the original Joe. Netanyahu is 6 foot. Biden is about 6 foot. Trump is like 6'4". Quite a difference. And whoever was meeting with Netanyahu from a side view of each individual, Joe that was meeting with Netanyahu was about 2 inches taller. At least 2 inches taller. Then the new Joe lookalike seemed to be a little more cognitive when they're being interviewed. So we don't know. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, remember, they suspected she might have been dead just a month to 6 weeks before eventually they came out and stated that she'd passed away comfortably overnight. Did Joe pass away comfortably overnight a while back? Well, this is what where the world that we live in is a world of deceit. It can happen. You have a president that is homosexual, Barack Obama, and his spouse, who is a man, Michael. And still, with all the evidence that has come out, with all the, I mean, real evidence, still, the most of the people in this country aren't accepting it. They didn't accept, and they didn't know, they didn't realize that Roosevelt was a cripple during World War II, and his photograph with Stalin, and who was it with? Stalin and, dang, I can't remember, I can see it in my mind, but he was sitting with a blanket over his legs. Well, he was crippled. They concealed it from the American people for most of the war, I think. This is what they do. This is what these people do. That's what they can do. So we don't know if Joe is alive or not. His hairdresser knows. Now, with Trump, in this interview with Musk, Donald Trump stated at one point into the, about 2 minutes in, he said, Biden actually did something that was impossible. And both sides hate him, Trump said. referring to the president's handling of Israel and the Hamas war. But he said, Kamala is going to be worse than him. He said, if you're a person who is very pro-Israel and you vote for her, you ought to have your head examined. Harris has attempted to court the Democratic Party's pro-Israel establishment wing and its pro-Palestinian progressive wing with mixed results. This is not unquote. When one of her rallies was interrupted by pro-Palestinian protesters last week, Harris shushed the demonstrators, telling them, I am speaking now. Well, that reminded me of what happened with the day that Ronald Reagan got shot, and there was chaos everywhere. And Alexander Haig goes before the press, and he says, I am in charge now. And he wasn't. So, Kamala Harris, I am speaking now. With Biden, we just don't know. We don't know if Biden is really alive. We're not sure that he's dead. Not sure he's alive. Trump said at the 18-minute mark, Biden is close to vegetable stage, in my opinion. And Trump has intel. He's close to vegetable stage. They had photographs of the president that were taken in Delaware in the previous weekend. And Trump says he couldn't even lift the chair. The chair is meant for children and old people. He couldn't lift it. So, and then he said, early in the interview, he said that Joe has always had a very low IQ. That was even 30 years ago, he said, but not right now. I'm not sure he has an IQ at all. And again, is it possible that Joe isn't really here any longer? Let's say he's in a vegetative state in the hospital and they can claim that he is still living, which would be true, but he can't function. The present truth.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors are patrons. You'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program, talking about Donald Trump's interview with Elon Musk. And I want to go listen to the whole thing, but I haven't had time. So Trump is saying that Trump is just this innuendo about he couldn't even lift the chair. The chair is meant for children. He has a very low IQ, even 30 years ago, but now he might not have an IQ at all. Now, Musk had a difference with Trump concerning the climate change. And he says that the United States leans to... Musk says the United States needs to learn toward sustainable energy without impeding on America's living standards. And Trump arguing that fossil fuels are essential in manufacturing and changing and charging electric cars. Definitely, charging electric cars. Trump says even to create your electric car and create the electricity needed for the electric car, you know fossil fuel is what really creates that at all the generating plants. So you sort of can't get away from it at this moment, Trump said. But they both agreed that nuclear power is underrated as an underrated form of green energy. Trump has also stated that he wants to close the Department of Education if elected, pass responsibility for education back to the states. Trump complained that despite spending more money per pupil than in any other developed country, the United States regularly appears at the bottom of the most league tables for economic performance. With the going back to the 90s, the term dumbing down of America, it has happened. It wasn't just a theory. It actually did occur. I have a friend that worked for IBM writing a procedure for the new computers back in the 80s. And when they began to write the instruction manuals, they were written at a senior high level. But 5 years later, they had to start writing them at a junior high level. And then a few years later, they had to definitely stick with almost a sixth grade level. Very simple, detailed. Today, there is a shortage of medical personnel, doctors, specialized. This is why the trend has been to robots. Robots will never replace humans. Before that occurs, Christ will return. So with Trump, he's hitting on these major... And the thing is, with education equals unions. And during the COVID, these teachers did nothing. They didn't have to educate. They did nothing. And yet they were still paid top dollar. They didn't miss a paycheck. This is really, when you think about it, what they get for what they do, not all. I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but generally what this education system is all about, you just watch in this coming election here in Colorado. The schools are going to need, school system is going to need more money for electric buses or for who knows what. School budgets, this is a criminal activity. Can we change it? No. Will we be able to stop it? No. No, what's in place is going to continue forever. Not really. But it's going to continue until the only way that the societies of the world are going to ever be free from the control of the individuals that have owned the earth, ruled the world, the rich people, like the Bible calls it, the rich people of the world, the rulers of the world, the military leaders of the world. When Christ comes, then it'll be dealt with. But not until then. There's nothing we can do. We just have to exist, make it. Now, his last, another point that Trump made concerning Kamala, she's incompetent and Joe's incompetent, but frankly, I think that she is more incompetent than he is. And Trump slammed Harris for promising to secure the U.S. border if elected president, instead, despite being in power for 3 years. With the border issue, it's not going to end. America is up for grabs. And in Jeremiah says that there'd come a time when a great nation, leading nation, the part of the punishment would be invasion, not by boats, aircraft, soldiers coming in, but via immigration. And with those that are coming into the country, they will rob or strip the nation of its wealth. And how? Through programs, government programs, to not once get them in, give them debit cards, give them housing. There's no answer. No answer. And these people that are coming from the South, from all over the world, they think that they're going to replace the citizens of this country and become the new rulers or the new, they're going to become the new owners. They're not. They're not. They're actually coming to the land of the coming Antichrist. And they don't know it, but halfway through Antichrist's term, final term in this country, they're going to have to take the mark of the beast. They're going to have to worship him. Take a mark or a number. I'm presenting this because this is what is coming. As maybe you would consider this is unbelievable. Will you look at what's happening with the plan for a new currency, a digital currency? That's not unbelievable. It's happening. A Federal Reserve digital currency or a CBDC, I think they call it, central bank digital currency. That's not unbelievable. And who is going to rule that system? Revelation 13, it says that there will be an individual, the king or rulers of a great empire, that will control eventually through the power of a mark and a number and worship of an image. So it's not unbelievable to think that these people coming in from all over the world. They don't know. They think they're coming to the land of luxury, the land of rest and relaxation. There's a different word I'm looking for. Ease. They're coming to a land of ease. Everything is easy, free. No. They're coming to a land that's going to be a land of bondage. And the thing is, what happens should the coming leader of this country decide to close the borders, not to keep people coming in, from coming in, but to keep people from leaving? So you're going to be allowed to come in, but you can never leave. Like the Hotel California, you can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave. This is the United States of America, the Hotel California. This nation, what you see presently, you see a big change taking place. This change, what's going to happen in the next year, is going to continue. It's the graph is at a slight angle, but in a little bit over a year, by next year about this time, for the Christian people that might understand what I'm saying, I believe that will be the beginning of the year. 2025 will be the beginning year of the Great Tribulation around fall. We have a year to prepare, and I don't mean just with storing and prepping. I mean psychologically. You have to prepare psychologically for what's coming. For the people that are not Christians, I would ask you to read Matthew chapter 24, because Matthew chapter 24, Christ is talking about the last decade before he returns. And the United States of America is in Matthew chapter 24. Israel is in the chapter 24. Russia's not in Matthew chapter 24. Well, actually, it is early in the chapter. I think I'm going to do the Sunday program on Matthew 24 once again. That'd be on Sunday, 10 to 1, on 1360 AM radio in Northern Colorado. And it'll be podcast, or I'm sorry, and it'll be streamed on 1360KHNC.com, 10 to 1. It'll be streamed on America's Freedom Network, this network, from 11 to 2. It'll be thrown to this channel or to this studio. But I have to wait an hour. There's got to be an hour delay before I can throw it to americasfreedomnetwork.com. And generally during the week, I like to give you what is happening and then tie it into what Christ or the apostles or the prophets of Israel in the Bible say is going to happen. A coming digital system. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Give me about 4 minutes and I'll return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The United States of America, Hotel California. People coming to this country don't realize, they're not aware of, they're coming to the land of the plumed serpent. That's the meaning of the name of America, the land of the plumed serpent. Are they going to be able to leave? I don't think so. But anyhow, I better continue. I think this is not shock therapy. This is reality. This is truth. Donald Trump, in his visit with Elon Musk, they had over a, what was it, 300 million, 200 million total hits, views internationally. Broke all records. Do you know what that's doing to the Democratic Party? They're the ones, they want the spotlight. They want the attention. And still Donald Trump continues to hold the attention of the world. But Donald Trump, I don't know when in the next 2.5 months, I don't know how he is going to exit the political arena. He's going to exit once and for all. I don't know how. Not through a bullet. Not through a car wreck. He's just going to exit the political world. The political arena. And I think he'll probably take his wife and what he can take out of this country. He should just get it out. He should move. There's nothing more he's going to be able to do. You can't change this system. You can give the people, the rulers and the powerful people a hard time. But you're not going to change it. You cannot change this system, this country. Continuity of government. Any threat to national security, all the agencies in continuity of government kick in. IRS, Federal Reserve, military, the paid representatives in Washington, D.C. that you vote in. These people, there's one common denominator with all of them. They are good at staying in power and doing nothing except all legislation is just continued doom for the American people. There are two Americas in one country. The people, the good people of the country, good and evil. And then you have the structure, the power structure, corporations, military, government, every agency in the government. There, we cannot change it. That will be, God will do that when he returns. Christ will do that when he returns. In the meantime, yeah, I was talking in the last segment about Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24 is like a complete meal, a complete, when you sit down to dinner, everything is there. It's complete. It is details of what will happen in the final decade before Christ's return. It begins with the destruction of the temple in Israel, and then it jumps from that destruction to the end of the world. The disciples asked Christ, "What is going to be the sign of your coming?" And he told them, "Don't be deceived. Deception. The big sign of the time before he returns, deception. Don't be deceived. People are saying, going to say that I'm here, I'm there, I'm in the desert. Don't believe it. Because he will return openly. So you're going to have many religions, cult religions, proclaiming to be Christ or representing Christ. And they're not. Then he says there's going to be wars, rumors of wars. Well, there are no more rumors of wars. There are still rumors of coming wars, but the wars have already begun. the final wars that lead, it's like a fuse. The fuse is lit. And as the fuse heads toward the actual bomb, there are wars all the way through that final battle, Armageddon. 7 years before the Battle of Armageddon, 7 years before, Russia and Iran and many other nations in Ezekiel chapter 28 and 29, 38 and 39, they are destroyed in the present day Jordan. They come down to invade Israel. They're all destroyed. 7 years before Armageddon. Christian people, they have concepts, naturally. And I'm watching and reading some of the... I'm going to be back in a few minutes. I'll continue with this thought.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, America's Freedom Network for the Present Truth program. Both hours podcasted are on podcast 1360khnc.com. And to finish the point I was making, there are many Christian people who are posting that this war in Gaza is the beginning of the War of Armageddon. It is not. It's the Psalm 83 prophecy Israel destroying, punishing ancient nations that have, and family members that have always been, I use that word, hostile to the children of Israel, the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's not the war of Armageddon. It is the war that precedes the Russian war, a great Russian war, which is in Ezekiel 38 and 39 to simplify. Then after the Russian war, 8 years, 7 years, and maybe 2-3 months later, Armageddon occurs. Well, more like seven years, 2-3 months into the future. And, but before that, after Russia's destroyed, the United States has only one enemy, China. And the other thing, too, is the Russian war, 7 years before Armageddon. Armageddon, China is involved. The Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, China is not involved. So it occurs years before Armageddon. Then China comes at the end. But before that, after the Russian war, there's only one threat to the United States as far as military power. Well, two, actually. It will be China, and I think the Islamic nations. But America begins to move military forces into the Middle East, and with the objective of destroying, well, ruling all of the Middle East. Another campaign for world hegemony, but China and the Arab, or China and the Muslim nations, are going to be a problem for the United States. Really, like I discussed in the first hour, all of the nations that are in the BRICS network, America will be at war with them too. And after Russia's destroyed, I think it's going to be Vladimir Putin that brings the armies down next year in the summer. I believe that Vladimir Putin will be, unless something happens and he dies in his sleep, he's going to be the possibly the leader of Russia, the president of Russia, that might bring Russia down. Now, there's one other scenario I've thought about maybe a year ago. If something happens to Putin, the individual, Putin is not so much anti-Semitic. Now, there are those in the Russian hierarchy that are more, much more anti-Semitic than Vladimir Putin. And I do believe that God did put in Putin, because Putin had to develop a system financially that would be available to nations, that would work with Russia, that would be free from American dominance economically. And it could be that Vladimir Putin may just naturally die, and whoever replaces him will be that individual, but that individual must be, I think, could be very, could be anti-Semitic. But then again, it could be that Putin is just going to have to do the right thing with all these other nations and attempt to invade Israel, because he's being forced to by the United States and by NATO. It's going to develop here in the next year. So in Matthew 24, that is the story of the world in the last decade before Christ returns. That is one of Christ's greatest, Luke, Christ talks about what would happen when Titus invades Israel to destroy the temple 2,000 years ago. And Mark discusses the end of the world. But Matthew details the last 7 years, the last 50 years, details from the time Israel becomes a nation in great detail, and especially the last maybe 10 years. And in that 10-year period, Donald Trump exits the political world. You might have to join me on Sunday, 10 to 1 on 1360 AM radio. I think I'm going to have to discuss Matthew 24 one more time or another time. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs. From rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet, our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Right, this is the last segment for today's program. One more time, podcast will be on 1360khnc.com for both hours. Also, the first hour will air tonight on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado, reaching all of northern Colorado. It will play at 6 p.m. And the first hour is on archives on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And to finish out with this thought on Matthew 24, in Christ's presentation to the disciples about the end time in Matthew 24, using other scripture, Donald Trump is in that chapter. Barack Obama is in that chapter. The presidents of the United States of America are in that chapter. The last prime ministers of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is in that chapter. And you have to go to history, going back to the time Israel became a nation. Then you can go ahead and begin to place events in that time period, especially in the last 10 years. And the final 7 years plus about 75 days are very, so it'd be the last 7 years plus a month plus 15 days. No, plus 2 months and 15 days, 75 days after a seven-year period, is extremely detailed. And in the early part of that 10-year period, there is indication by Christ that Christian people, there will be a civil war, you might say, or a war or a conflict with the Christian people. Forget about civil war in the country and the world, but you're going to have the hypocrite Christians who really are all about power and fame and fortune. There's going to be conflict with that segment of Christianity, evangelical Christianity, and others within evangelical Christianity that will be faithful to Christ. So I can't discuss that now. I'm probably going to discuss it Sunday from 10 to 1 on 1360 KHNC. For today, I'm finished. We'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.